such a big thing, right?
I want to turn this around and talk a little bit about Steve.
Yeah, sport is for everyone. It's the common language between all the people.
Survive the ups and downs of it if you don't have a passion. And
hello and welcome to In The Game, Qatar's first sports podcast. I'm your host, Steve Mackey, and I can't wait to introduce to you some amazing individuals. The podcast is all about the story, our guest story, the highs, the lows, the laughter, the tears. We want to learn what it's like to walk in their shoes, to get an insight into what it takes to overcome those challenges and how to create what is their success story. I'm a Sterling fan. I think he does a fantastic job, and it was definitely a penalty.
Hello and welcome to In The Game, Qatar's first sports podcast. And we have today a tremendous, tremendous guest today. And I've been trying to get him onto the show for so long. Rashid, thank you so much for coming to join us today.
It's my
pleasure. Yeah, you are.
Thank you so much,
Steve. Oh, dear, you are fantastic, I tell you. I've tried to get Rashid on the... Rashid Al-Mansouri, by the way. Kite surfer extraordinaire. He is brilliant. I came to see you at Dukan. What a wonderful life you've got.
Yeah, actually, kite surfing is my life currently. So I'm doing the kite surfing like full-time job.
Yeah, and of all the things, it's your full-time job. You could have been, you're Qatari, and you could have been working in a ministry somewhere. You could have been doing a high-profile job. Yeah. How did you get into kite surfing?
So I've been an athlete all my life. So I started with football. So when I was in grade six, I started football with the Qatar Sport Club. So after 1 year with Qatar Sport Club, I've been chosen to be in Aspire Academy. So after that, I spent from 2006 till 2011, and I graduated from Aspire Academy as a football player. Yeah, so during these years, I also represented the Qatar national team.
No way.
Yeah, and I played Asia qualifications and Gulf Cups. But all of this was under 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I graduated from Aspire, I was 17 years old. After the graduation, I had a car accident. So from this car accident, I had a problem with my leg, a nerve problem. So I tried to play football again. I tried so hard, but I couldn't. So I was trying from 2011 till 2016. I was trying to come back to football. But if you know Samla race, it's like the pentathlon race.
Yeah.
I've participated on that in 2016. It was the first episode of Samla race. And thank God I got the second. So from that race, I really during the race, I thought about my life and the struggle I've been through and the struggle I've been through also in the race. So, yeah. And I met a guy called Khalifa. So Khalifa, when he saw me in the race, after the race, he told me, Rashid, why don't you come with us and try kite surfing? Yeah. He said, yeah, it will be a good idea. I'm into it, really. I saw people playing it, so I want to participate. So when I go to kite surfing, from the day one, I can remember it was 14th of May 2016. Yeah, so since then, I'm doing kite surfing really full-time job, especially when I graduated from university last year. So I took a kite surfing in
So
I graduated as management information system.
Okay.
Yeah, and marketing. So I'm using this to develop my business.
Yeah. And you really are developing your business. But I'm going to take you back now, and I'm going to take you back until when you were a young man. When did you realize that sports was going to be your whole life?
Okay, so as I told you, in Aspire Academy, I lived my life.
But how did you get into there? How did that all begin? Who kind of said, okay, you're going into Aspire Academy? Did they spot you? Did they
Okay. So when I was at school, there is a like the sports instructor in the school. His name is Fahad Fakhro.
Okay.
So Fahad Fakhro, he saw me playing in the school. Like he was like, oh, I think you should come and play in Qatar Sports Club. I said, oh, okay, I will try. I will ask my mom because my dad passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So I, when I go and ask my mom said, no, you need to study, no football, no sport. So I was like, okay, mom. And then I study harder. I bring like a high grade at school. And then my mom said, okay, what do you want for a gift? I said, okay, mom, if I get this grade, what will you give me? She said, whatever you want. I said, okay. So I studied hard and I got that grade. And I said, mom, you cannot say no now. I want to be a football player. I will go to Qatar Sport Club. And then she agreed. So I played in Qatar Sport Club for 1 year. And in that year, like Spar Academy, they have people who go and watch games to pick up players.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had like someone, I don't know who actually, but they called me. They said, oh, we saw you playing with Qatar Sport Club and we would like you to come and join Spar Academy. So I went there and there's like a trial. They took like 30 players and then they like, at the end they will take 10 or 12 to to join the Spar Academy. Yeah.
Oh, dear me. And going back to your coach, do you always think that was your break when he first spotted you?
Yeah, I really thank him so much. And till now we are in touch. Yeah, from time to time we call and like we update each other. I really like him as a person. He's such a nice guy. So, yeah.
So that really changed your life, really. Were you always good at school or was it just because this opportunity came along and you were going to do everything it took to get there?
No, thank God. I've been like a good student all my life.
Oh, nice one.
But for the sports, really, because he gave me hope, like, oh, I see something on you. You need to join a sports club.
Dear me, how important are those coaches out there?
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing now with my students.
I'm leading you because there's going to be things I'm going to say about you now, especially with kite surfing, but I'll get to that soon. Now, when your mum said to you, okay, I bet she did she expect you to do the kind of great grades and she knew that you were going to be going to this Qatar Academy?
She didn't know what I'm up to.
Ah!
So she told me, okay, whatever you want if you get that grade. So, okay, it was a surprise.
You tricked
her.
You tricked her. That's a brilliant story. But then there's a little bit of heartbreak, right? All of a sudden you have a car accident. It takes a lot of that away.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. So when I was in Aspire Academy, I was like dreaming to be the best player in Qatar, the best player in the world. So I was eating well, sleeping well, and the Aspire environment really helped me to like improve my performance, to be a good student at school. Because in Aspire Academy, you do the academic career and the sport career.
Yeah.
So they helped me a lot with my academy, with my academic career. They helped me a lot with my sport career. So I've been living the dream, let's say. Yeah. So in Aspire Academy, I've learned a lot of things like commitment, being a hard worker, like to have a dream, to have a goal to reach. So when I graduated, after the graduation, just a month after the graduation, I had this car accident. So I won't tell you I was reckless or like driving fast or I just like it was Ramadan and I had to do like a test. So I fainted while driving and I had this crash. Yeah. So after that, like, because football was my dream, so I was trying so hard to play football game. But alhamdulillah, like, when something goes wrong, God has a better plans for you. So I really believe in that.
So do I. So do I. So do I.
Yeah.
And the kind of, that must have been a really, did you ever believe, did you just keep on fighting, or did you ever feel sorry for yourself? Did you think to yourself, oh, my world's just fallen to pieces?
No, actually, I told you, what I've learned from Spare Academy has changed me a lot. So whenever I get like accident, sport injury, I come stronger. You know, really, really, that's like, let's say, the sports spirit that's led me to be like a competitor, like to be a hard worker. Nothing can stop me. So if I cannot do football, I can do many other things. So I was exploring myself, like after that car accident till 2016, I was doing like the kayaking, running, swimming. So I was like, okay, what do Rashid can do else? Not only football, I can do other things. So yeah, I was participating in many things. So, and I found myself in kitesurfing.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
And that's where I see your freedom.
Yeah.
And I, the great thing about me is that I think that there's no better feeling. We were discussing this when I came to Dukan Beach with you.
Yeah.
And I remember when I used to do the windsurfing. And it was no better feeling than to glide across the top of the water.
Exactly.
The seahorses was up. There was wind.
Yeah.
When it got so windy, you just need to get out there. You just need to get out there.
Yeah, exactly. So for kitesurfing, you are using the nature.
Yeah.
The wind, the water, like what amazing feeling. Like you don't need petrol, you don't need a battery, or you don't need any lithium, or no, nothing. So it's just the nature.
And it was strange because you didn't have kite surfing in your mind, but just by chance.
Yeah, thanks to Khalifa. Khalifa got me into this, so I really owe him a lot in my life.
And when you took this up, because I came to that, and I was asking all the people along the beach about kite surfing, and I was trying to find some information. And I said, oh, isn't it dangerous? Isn't kite surfing dangerous? And they're all saying, no, kite surfing's not dangerous. Kite surfing's not dangerous. Then I spoke to one person, he said, oh yeah, kite surfing is really dangerous, you better be careful. But you, when you first started, I think kite surfing was in a different place for all of you out there that's thinking to yourself kite surfing is dangerous. Not now. Things have changed a lot since 2016 when you first started.
Okay, so when kite surfing started, like let's say early 2000, so the system of the kites, the safety system, it was not developed as it is now. This is number one. Number two is, to start kitesurfing, you cannot just go alone and start kitesurfing. It will be dangerous.
Yeah.
But if you have someone like certified to be instructor and give you the tips and follows you step by step to improve yourself, and to know all the safety procedure, everything, so it will be safe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you give a car key to a kid just graduated from school and he never drove a car. So he will be like in danger because he don't know the rules. He don't know how to turn on the car, especially when it's like manual. So yeah, he don't know how to use it. So probably he will get injured.
Yeah.
So if you have the certified people to give you that introductory for the kite surfing, you will be safe.
Yeah.
And number three is Qatar, one of the best places to learn kite surfing.
It's especially superb, right?
Yeah, especially the beach. You've been there.
Yeah.
It's a Crete beach.
Yeah.
So a Crete beach, it's like a lagoon.
Yeah.
And the water is not deep. And there is no sharks, no danger. So you can practice there. In any wind direction, you will end up on the other beach. So it's fine. It won't take you to open sea.
I must admit. And that was fantastic that day that I came to see you, because it was just a perfect day. And there was so many.
It was our pleasure, your visit.
Oh,
really,
dear me.
So.
And I remember the lady, and let's go on, let's talk a bit about your company that you've set up, because you've set up a company now, and you are? Okay. What's your company name?
So my company called Salty Kites. Yeah.
And you do all of your training from, how can they get in contact with you, for one?
So we have saltykites.com, yeah. And the website, you can book your class, you can, so we do retail, repair, lessons. So all what kite surfers need in Qatar will be with kites, Salty Kites.
Saltykites.com.
Yes.
Saltykites.com. I promise you, you've got to go and give it a go because it is, it's just fantastic. Now let's go back to the day that I met you. Okay. You were, I came to the place that was, I thought this must be the place. It was a beautiful area that you're in.
Thank you.
And then all of a sudden you get more and more kite surfers come. It was just you and somebody else that was there at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people are coming. People are coming. You were out in the water for at least an hour. Teaching.
Yeah.
Do you get, how, what do you get from that? You know, I was a windsurfing instructor, right?
Yeah.
But I was a terrible windsurfing instructor because as soon as the wind picked up, I was gone. I didn't want to teach anybody.
You just want to play.
I just want to play. You have got so much patience with people. Is that from your background of all the things that you've done?
Okay. So as I told you, the sports spirit, it's in me. So whether I'm teaching or I'm playing, and I've been through, like I told you, sports injuries, car accidents. So this car accident was not my first one. Sorry, it was my first one, but I had another one the year later.
Okay.
Also, like I was, I fall asleep while driving. So I had this car accident, second car accident. Anyway, so I've been in ups and downs in my life.
Yeah.
So, and how to put yourself again and how to start again and recover your injury. So that helped me a lot to deal with like students, with people new in the sport, with people wants to learn something new. So I've been in their position. So that's what gives me the patience to wait and to be more calm. Okay, sometimes you yell or you shout because it, when it's windy, the student cannot hear you.
Yeah.
So sometimes you shout. So after too much shouting, we saw in the internet that there is like headphones like to speak to the student, so you don't need to shout. So that's what we have in the company. So we put like a headphone in the helmet and the instructor has the same in his cap. So I'm contacting my student through that. So that's what we are doing right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me take you back to that student because a lady, Qatari lady, was there.
Yeah.
And she was telling me when you were doing something and I was talking to her and I was saying, so all this, what's it like, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, oh, that's great. I haven't stood up yet. And I'm just, she's had so many hours training, et cetera, et cetera. And you could see the excitement levels get, I'm going to try and get up today. I'm going to try and stand up today.
Yeah.
And then what is it like when you see her for the first time surfing with the kite?
Yeah, really, it's an amazing feeling, really. When you teach someone and then he finally do it, wow, it's really an amazing feeling. Like when you said like you get bored or you get like tired when the wind picked up, you want to go to play. In windy days, I actually stay in the beach from 8 in the morning till 5 afternoon. So all of that, like I'm teaching, small breaks just to drink water, eat something, and then go back to the water. So if I'm not having fun through in this, I won't do it. Yeah, because I graduated from university, I'm free in my life, so I can do whatever I want. If I'm not enjoying what I'm doing, I won't do it.
That's a wonderful, wonderful statement. And it's great for people out there. And I know that people are going to say, yeah, but you're a Qatari, you could do what you want. You've had to work at every single stage of your life. And it's not easy, right?
Yeah, it's not easy. But if you love what you are doing, it will be fun for you. So you won't feel the tired or like the exhaustion. So you will do, when you do what you love, you will be happy.
I want to take you, I want to stop here now and just say this. How many times, if you've been listening to our podcast, we've done 120 at the moment, right? It's around that figure. And the amount of guests, I would say it's over 70% of people are saying, love what you do.
Exactly.
Do what you love. But you're the one that, and this is why I wanted you to get on the show more than anything else, because you're the true example of that. You could go and do whatever you want. Right now, you could go and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. But you've got this love and you've got this passion, and it's not just for yourself, it's for others too, because you go out and teach them what to do.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. So when you teach someone something you love and you see the progress, really, it's an amazing feeling.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going a little bit further. You are so good at kitesurfing, it's untrue. You keep on sending me videos, and every single one I'm thinking to myself, oh, that could be me, that could be me. But you, tell us the, now what the advancements is in this kitesurfing, because I remember that I saw one that just goes along the top of the water.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I see you jumping that one and doing somersaults and acrobats. And then I see you with this thing that comes out of the water about 4 feet.
Oh, yeah.
The what foiling. Are all yeah. those?
Okay. So in kite surfing, you have different boards. So when you start kite surfing, you start with the normal board that on the surface of the water. So this is called twin tip board. So for the twin tip board, it's for the beginners because it's easy to surf on the water. So when you get advanced on this, so then you start going foiling. So the foil where you have a surfboard with a big fin, yeah, the foil, and two wings, front wing and back wing. So this board, with the least amount of wind, you can play. So this is the advantage of it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so in Qatar, you can actually kite surf the whole year, yeah. So when there is a strong wind, you can go with the twin tip. When there is a light wind, you can go foiling.
No, that's
yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah.
But you're literally. It must be. It's not a small thing, right? It must be about four. Is it 4 feet?
It's like 85 centimeter long.
Okay. Yeah. Unbelievable. It's yeah. it's and you see somebody coming at you if they're coming to you.
Yeah.
It's like they're floating in the air.
Oh yeah.
You don't see the dagger board, you don't see the fin.
Yeah.
You just see them out of the water, and you're like, let me just get my glasses. Am I seeing right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's such a why don't more people it's a growing sport, right?
Yeah, it's actually growing sport in Qatar, so I hope like more people will come and practice and to increase the number of, like, the community is growing up. So that's really...
saltykites.com. Okay, you've got to go and try it. And I know that I'm a little bit overweight, so I was always worried. But I've got to go and give it a go. I've got to go and try and
absolutely,
get that.
Absolutely, you're most welcome, and you are not overweight.
Oh, I just come I look on. At I look at what you do with the kite and the what was it like? What how high have you jumped before out of the water?
Actually, I didn't put like because there is a small chip you put it in the board to to gauge.
Yeah,
but maybe like more than 8 meter, 9 meter, yeah, I did that because I jumped over a board. I jumped over a boat, so that's how I measure.
You are a little crazy. I gotta say, you are a little crazy because I see the jumps that you've been doing and the kind of the way that you twist your body and kind of you're very it's very very impressive, and your videos are amazing.
Oh, thank you
so much. I'm going to post some with this video with this podcast too. It's
thank you
they'll see. I love it when you're in the Qatari dress.
Oh,
how do you get them videoing you? Is it kind of a boat right next to you or?
No, actually, thanks so much to Azam Al-Manna'i. He's like professional photographer and videographer. So he got me this setup. It's actually a selfie stick attached to my back, but it's not showing. So this is one. The second thing, it's like a drone. So he's flying the drone,
yeah,
and he's doing really an amazing videography, really.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so thanks to Azam.
They are amazing pictures. They are, and videos. It's like, but let's go to the entrepreneurship of your business. This is, it sounds all perfect. It sounds wonderful. But then you've got the headaches of trying to run a business. How has that been for you? What was that like starting out in, and knowing whether it was for you or not?
Okay, so as I told you, from 2011 till 2016, when I was like putting myself into challenges to know like what suits me, what I'm good at. So I started a different company than Kitesurfing. It was like for the kids. We were located in Qatar. Like we have bouncy castles, like we do activities for the kids. So I've been there. I learned a lot how to run a business, and you know, in business there are ups and downs also. so yeah, that helped me a lot to be ready when I started the kite surfing company. So I was okay, ready for the challenges I will face. Yeah.
And it's kind of, do you get doubts? Have you had doubts with your own business, you know, with salty kites? Have you had doubts of whether it's going to kind of, or do you just keep on going forward?
Oh, actually, I really keep going because it's something I love and I really would like to do it every day. So I'm kite surfing every day. So how to do this more efficient and beneficial for me? So.
But people are telling you, people, and yeah. I hope you don't mind me saying this, but people do say, you're going to have to, this is only just for fun. You're going to have to get a proper job, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lots of people are saying that. So for me, in sport field, yeah, I really see myself like representing my country in any sport field. I see that in myself. But now when I have the opportunity to do it with the sport I really love, so why not?
Yeah. And you're giving such pleasure to so many people. You said about representing your country. Is that your next ambition? Is that what you want to do? Or are you already representing?
Actually, I'm representing Qatar in the International School Sports Federation. I'm the vice chairman of the Athletes and Youth Committee.
Well done.
This is like a volunteering work.
Yeah. But that's still magnificent. That's,
thank you.
Because, you know, with yourself and what you've been through,
yeah,
it's like, and this is what the podcast was there for in the beginning, was to try to help and put the spotlight on people so that we can give them a platform. We can make them feel good about what they're doing. We can make them feel good about why they're getting up at 4:30 in the mornings,
yeah,
and then going to train and trying to, and their whole life is around training, around diets, around all those different things. And it's just to kind of get people like yourself on to look up and say, yeah, you know what? You can do it. You can do it. And you're the perfect example. And I knew you were going to be with coming on the show because you've got a tremendous story,
but you
just keep on giving to others. I know you're a fantastic kite surfer and you will represent Qatar within kite surfing, but the biggest thing that I see is that you're giving back to so many.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. So when you have ups and downs in your life and you see how when you get through a challenge in your life and you pass it and you improve yourself, so you want that feeling to go to your friends, to anyone that meets you and you see him struggling. You want him to feel the same feeling, like when you have this struggle and you go over it, oh, you feel really relief.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really would like to anyone is facing any trouble, no, man, like fight for it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you will pass through it any hard time, like... God didn't give you this challenge unless he knows that you will pass it and you will improve yourself.
I've heard that so many times before. And I had this lady once and she was a wonderful, wonderful person. And she said, God only gives to the people that he knows that can deal with it.
Exactly.
And she said, she went through some terrible things. And she said, I wish God didn't have such a high a high expectation for me. She was a wonderful, wonderful person, but I know exactly what you're saying, and it's people like you that are kind of saying to people, just like you said, and I'm going to cut all these little bits up that you've been saying today, because it's magnificent for others to learn from and to understand that they're going in the right direction.
What's your
let's talk about kite surfing, because I want to try and put in the windsurfing too.
Okay.
And we spoke about this before, and what I like about, I'm scared about it, but I like it also, is when I was doing windsurfing, and I got to Boy Army champion at windsurfing.
Wow.
And I remember, because I saw it with you, you've got that harness, and then you've got the hook that you can, and then all of a sudden, whoa, you're like, it's just like a dream once you put that hook in, right? How many times did you get catapulted? You know when you hooked it in, and then the wind, a gust of wind, took you.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. I really, when I started kite surfing, I really learned in the hard way.
Yeah, so did I.
Like, I was like, oh, I want to do it. I want to prove myself, like, really fast. So I was, like, pushing hard. And thanks to my instructor and the Qatar national team, because we had a national team for the kite surfing. So my instructor, he's Thomas Pujo. So
okay.
Thank you so much, Thomas Pujo, to be so patient with me. that's where I improved myself. Like, till now, when I want to learn, like, a new trick, I contact my past instructor. So, oh, Tom, let's go to the beach. Let's play together. I want to learn how to do this trick. So he showed me and he teach me.
And let's stay on that topic. Give me your best feeling. What is that gives you the most? It's so exhilarating that you just want it all the time.
In kite
surfing? Yeah.
Oh, man, when it's windy, that's what I really want. When it's windy. So any windy day, you'll see me on the beach, either teaching or playing. So when there is no wind, what should I do? So that's what I did like the past month. So I was looking for alternative. Okay, I'm doing kite surfing when it's windy. When it's not windy, what can I do? So I saw that the paramotor paragliding with the Sky Masters and Sea Line. So I said, okay, let me start flying.
I knew you.
So, and also, who get me into that? So I have, there's Reem Al-Kitheri. She is the first Qatari pilot for the ultralight flight.
Right.
Yeah. So she took the license from 2014. Yeah. So I know her like from long time, like from 2016. She was working in Spire Academy. So we have like, we've been in the same field.
Yeah.
So she was telling me, oh, Rashid, you are doing very well in kite surfing. Come and try paramotor. So I said, I'll come. But now it's windy day, so I don't have time. So when I had, like, when I'm checking the forecast, I saw that 1 month will be no wind. So I said, oh, okay, it's time to go and be a pilot. So I went there in Sea Line, thanks to Sky Masters. I started the course with them, and alhamdulillah, in 1 week, I received my license.
Now, does that scare you?
And now I'm a pilot also.
Yeah, you sent me all the pictures and everything, which is another amazing thing that you're doing. But you don't seem to have any fear. No fear.
Oh, no, man. We have only one life.
That's just...
Yeah, so... Do it well.
When you're up, I suppose the big kite, we're going to call it the big kite, the motor that's on your back.
Yeah.
If the motor cuts out, right?
Yeah.
It's okay because it'll just glide down.
Yes, you'll glide down with the kite. So what really helped me to take the license in just 1 week is the kite control. So the paraglide, the kite... We call it kite surfing.
Yeah.
It's like a paraglide. So the paraglide, it's manufactured the same as the kite surfing.
Yeah.
Like the role of flying, how the lines and the paraglide, it's the same exactly in kite surfing. So when I go and took the theoretical exam, thank God I took a full mark because I know about the flying, the theory of a fly.
Yeah. And again, you've just and I didn't know this because it was always worrying, and it's I'm hoping that you can pick up a feeling from me that it is really safe. Honestly, it's really safe. Because I always worried when I'd done the windsurfing, when I didn't know about kite surfing, yeah. I thought, what happens when the kite goes into the water? It's like, because I'm thinking about a sail and I've got to pull it back up again. But this is not so difficult with that because it's actually inflated the kite, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so on kite surfing, we have the inflate kites and we have the foil kites, like the same as the paraglide.
Yeah.
So for beginners, we use the inflate kites. Yeah, so when it goes to the water, it's easy to relaunch it.
Yeah. And that's a really important one because it always worried me. And I'm going to tell you another one too because you're going to all be worried about the kind of the level of the water. Where you do it in Secrete Beach,
yeah,
the level, it's really kind of, it's not deep, right?
Yeah, when it's high tide, like maximum it reaches to 192 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the maximum in the high tide, like when you go really deep.
Yeah.
But like close to the shore, no, it's shallow water.
And that was the fun side with windsurfing, is that you just stood on your board.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like your kite surfing.
Yeah, yeah,
It's very, you're very close.
Yeah.
Like the water's not that deep.
Yeah. But so when you have any problem, you just like stand up.
Don't forget, if you're going, which you will, saltykites.com. Okay, make sure you take your sunblock.
Yeah, you have to.
I learned by mistake, okay? And I was burnt. Even after, I think it was just a couple of hours, yeah. I had a great tan. But there's that freedom.
Yeah.
You go there, it's quiet.
Yeah.
And all you could hear and see is people going backwards and forwards.
Exactly.
And the spray coming up in their face and, oh, I want to go there now.
Oh, you're most welcome. So from today, actually, I have a lesson like afternoon. And from today till like 2 weeks from now will be windy every day.
I must admit this weekend, I'm doing this startup hackathon, e-commerce with Innovation Cafe.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'll tell you all about it at another one, but it's going to be a wonderful thing. So I'm there all weekend. I would have loved to have come. I really do want to try and do this,
sure.
Which I'm going to do.
Sure, you are most welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. But you epitomize everything in a human being that is trying to teach others, okay? You are, and it didn't matter what you were doing, you were always going to give back to others. And that's a huge privilege for me to be with you today.
Oh, my pleasure meeting you, really, Steve. Really,
yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. And one thing I want to kind of say to you, don't ever kind of take negatives and think you can't overcome them. There's always people, there's always somebody going to notice your talents. There's always going to somebody that's going to help you back up, okay? And when you're down, it's the most darkest place. But we're examples of there's always somebody going to be there. And obviously, that's what we've been taught and that's what we do. Always try to help others. Always try to give people that support. And when you do, the magic you feel is wonderful.
Exactly. You have to pay it back. So if there was no Fahad Fakhro who took me into sport and got me into football, if there is no Spire Academy that really tried so hard to improve me, if there is no Tom Pudu or Khalifa who took me into kite surfing, and then Tom who really like was patient on me to improve my abilities, you know, if there was no Azam al-Manna'i who will come and take videos of me and then I will go like viral on Instagram. So man, we have to like help each other. If you don't have these people that help you, okay, of course God will help you, but God made us like the human being to help each other. So as I had these people supporting me in my life, I have to be the support to others. Yeah.
And that, my friend, is the best way to finish this show, with those wonderful, wonderful words.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're a legend. Indeed. Everybody, thanks for listening. Until next week, bye for now.